It's the Breakfast Bus with Alana and Nika
on the new Camel at 107.9.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Tenille Arts. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing, more importantly, after your big old TV show last night?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I couldn't even sleep last night. It was just incredible.
Man, you sounded so good.
Thank you.
Like, scary good. Like, so good that you're going to have to perform that well every single time you perform now.
I will try, but thank you.
We were super invested, too, because the girl that he was out on a date with is from the area, from Scottsdale. So, of course, we were, like, tuned in, and then having you on was just an added bonus. This was your second time playing The Bachelor. How did that even start for you?
Well, like a year ago, my manager had been sending music to one of the producers of the show. And I mean, I didn't even know that he was doing this. This was like totally a surprise to me. And I had sent in a love song and he sent it in to them. They loved it and wanted to have me on the show. So that just totally blew my mind when he told me that. I like immediately started crying. I'm like, what? I'm going to be on my favorite show. And then they asked me to come back and play my single, I Hate This, on their show again this year. I was just totally blown away. I mean, that's like a dream come true twice.
That's so amazing.
Can you take us behind the scenes? Like, how many takes did that take? Was that just like a one take that was like the whole thing? Or what did that look like from your vantage point?
Well, I actually performed two songs. So it was kind of like, I mean, I was doing a concert for these people. We ran through the songs once or twice before the actual date started, I guess. So they were filming, though, the whole time, so they could use some of that footage. But then once Colton and Elise were actually in the room, it was just, I think we maybe played them twice each, just for more camera angles and stuff. But, yeah, that was it.
Well, we saw love budding on TV, and you were the soundtrack to it.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought they looked so good together. I'm rooting for Elise.
What happens when they ask you to perform at their wedding now?
Oh, well, that'd be a lot of fun. I'd be like, ooh, I was there from the beginning.
How cool was it to watch it last night with your family and friends?
Oh, it was so amazing. We actually had a viewing party here in Nashville, and like a ton of friends and industry people, and my mom came from Canada to be here last night. It was just so amazing to, you know, just get to celebrate with everybody that made this possible. I mean, it's not just me performing on a show. It's a ton of people behind the scenes making everything happen. So it was just so nice to celebrate with everyone.
So Bachelor last night, what's next for you?
Wow. I mean, 2019 is off to a pretty great start so far. I don't know. It's going to be crazy to see what happens for the rest of the year. But I'm looking forward to just getting out on the road and meeting all of these new fans and people that have been exposed to my music now because of The Bachelor. So, yeah, I'm going to be out on the road doing shows in the U.S. and Canada. And possibly even the UK, which I just found out about. So, yeah, that'd be basically what I'll be doing for the rest of the year and recording and releasing new music for sure.
I tell you what, man, there is something in the water in Canada for female country artists coming out right now. You guys are exploding. Lindsay L., Tenille, obviously you. what do you think? Coming from Canada, what's the inspiration that has driven you guys to make so many beautiful country songs?
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, for me, it's just, I think coming from Canada, a lot of us want to be in Nashville, and it takes a lot of hard work, you know. So once we actually get here, it's just like, I don't know, you just put your head down and you really work hard. Because for me, it's like, if I'm going to be away from my family, I want to make sure that this time is spent well and that it's spent focused on my career. So, yeah, I just think we have to work so hard to get to Nashville that it just kind of, we continue that and try to make something great out of it.
Well, you are making something real great out of it. We are so proud of you. It was awesome to see you on The Bachelor last night. And we will keep our eyes out for you because you, my friend, are a star.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys chatting with me this morning.
No problem. And you guys just posted this on your Instagram on the top 10 sales for iTunes. You are up there with Ariana Grande, FYI.
Yeah, I saw that and I totally freaked out. I'm like a huge Ariana Grande fan.
How crazy is that? You appear on a chart with Lady Gaga, Post Malone, Ariana Grande, and you're coming in at number 9. That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And you didn't even have to tattoo your face like Post Malone.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Tenille Arts, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.